Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Score!
Doesn't feel like we've been doing this a week. Feels like we've been doing it a lot longer than a week.
Yeah.
In a good way.
It's good.
That was a hell of a week.
It's a good way to start things off, I think. Thanks. Maybe there'll be better stuff next week.
Cody Westerland, Steve Stone, and Jim Margulis joined us today. We thank Ray Diaz, Mike Rankin, Brandon Fryer, Evan Thomas, Connor O'Donnell, and everybody who has been a part of things. The things now involve Parkins and Spiegel. Here they are. They're black and white. They're ebony and ivory.
You are black and I am white.
We are definitely the ebony and ivory show.
Yeah. Blind as a bat and I have sight. Yes. That's right. Happy birthday, Dan Bernstein.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, happy birthday, Dan Bernstein. Is that why the chicken was here?
Yes.
Yes.
And why there's a cupcake over there that was much discussed.
Yes. I didn't realize. Yeah. I thought it was celebrating a week of the new show. I did not know it was your 100th birthday.
And anyone who knows me well,
celebratory treats is a new show.
And I hate cake.
Dang it.
So if you want to get a birthday chicken, is so much better for me than a birthday cake. And I couldn't be happier to see it.
I love cake. And you dressed up for your birthday with your $20 a video side hustle shirt. Good for you. Good for you.
That's pricey for a Bernstein shirt.
Some walking around money there.
I believe you.
Got three musical birthday bedfellows for you today. One is Kurt Smith, the lead singer of Tears for Fears.
I thought it was Roland Orsable.
Well, they both sing.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's one of them.
What's so funny?
I thought you meant that Roland Orsable shared
my
birthday.
No, I thought he was the lead singer of Tears for Fears.
I've done the research on this, and Roland Orsable.
I thought you were wrong, actually, his birthday
Kurt Smith
fact.
Sings Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Okay, all right.
And Roland sings Shout. And,
got it.
And Head Over Heels. They're different dudes.
Didn't know that.
Which is helpful. Mick Fleetwood shares a birthday with you. So between the two of you, you've snorted all the cocaine in the world. And Solange.
And maybe placed it somewhere. Oh, no, that wasn't his job.
Cranes in the sky,
Solange.
Man. Solange.
See, this is
Solange
why.
Solange is the good. You ever hear the, what's the little podcast about the making of a song on Cranes in the Sky?
Southsiders.
Damn it.
That's a
with
different
Ricochet podcast. Hurley.
It's a little podcast.
Damn it.
It's just getting off the ground.
This is
Solange is the goods.
Why you're different, fundamentally different from many of my childhood friends, where you say, here, these are the people with whom you share a birthday.
Well, they say Mussolini.
But listen, this is from my group chat here. Happy birthday. You've officially outlived Roy Orbison, Erwin Rommel, Lou Costello, and Abbie Hoffman. And then my other friend...
I thought Abbie and Costello were great together.
My other college friend, his happy birthday wish just said, if you make it to Christmas, you'll outlive George Michael.
Oh, Jitterbug. Man.
These are my people.
I like your friends.
Oh, why don't you work with his friends then, Danny?
I'm not saying I don't like you.
It's kind of what you said.
It's not what I'm saying.
That was the comparison.
It's
sorry,
also
Lawrence, go
Will
ahead.
Drip's birthday.
Speaks, have you seen, since it is Mick Fleetwood's birthday today, have you seen when he was on Star Trek?
No.
What? So Mick.
Oh, that's right. Huge Trekkie.
Yeah, Mick Fleetwood got to be a non-speaking alien.
Was he a Vulcan? What did he dress up as?
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's so like Here, I'll show you.
It's like a slee stack.
And this was, which Star Trek? Was this Next Generation? Yeah. Oh, man, that's amazing.
That's some quality.
That's quality. That's good work out of Mick Fleetwood.
That is quite a look.
He might have been doing all the cocaine right then during that taping.
Well, I will say that in that particular episode, those characters are in stasis for a big chunk of the journey. And then there is a big, big round bowl of food for them when they awake. And when they opened it up, they pushed people out of the way and put their face in it. So, you know, maybe.
Well, Mick used his face and Stevie Nicks used her backside. So,
wait,
between
you said
the two
it?
Of them. Did I say it out loud?
Yeah. Finally, after all these years?
Of course it can be said.
5 minutes, Miss Nicks.
Yeah. 5 minutes. I need a roadie. I need a roadie and a straw.
All right.
Well, you know what?
Steve, it's your turn again. Larry, I did it last time. Tom, fine.
It is the Score's 30th anniversary, and there was a Score member that has plenty of Stevie Nicks stories.
I just like to picture one of the old crazy straws.
If you're doing it,
that's
might as well.
Inefficient delivery mechanism.
Add a little adventure at that point. Yeah. Nah, it's too expensive for that. You lose it along the way.
On the crazy straw.
Oh, God.
Same.
Were you saying, Lawrence, that you hope next week's better in terms of the sports news?
Yeah.
Dude, there is no light at the end of this tunnel.
I got no chance. No chance, because that's what you got.
I mean, like, the White Sox could have a winning week. But there's not, we're in an abyss right now, man.
We're in a tough spot.
There's not a lot of good sports happening.
I know, and I really feel better when the vibes are good. It's not just a thing. I know that sometimes I hope traffic with myself in order to get there. I know I'm guilty of that, being a sentimentalist or what have you. But yeah, there's not a lot out there. Thankfully, I am more patient and open-minded when it comes to this coming Bears season. I know it exists as a portender of doom for you, Dan.
No, I said that they could be a lot like Northwestern this year. I said they could lose a lot.
They could lose a lot of hard-fought games.
I think they could lose a lot of well-contested games.
It does feel like maybe they'll build themselves a culture and a roster from the inside out, and I'll try and watch that and get smarter as a football fan and see them be functional. It's possible.
I know that you can do both of those things with this coaching staff, but I think watching them play hard is going to be important to have an appreciation for that.
Listen to him talk himself into a tiny bit of optimism.
They're going to be terrible.
He's twisted himself into a pretzel.
But watching them play hard, you're going to have to appreciate the non-loafs.
Do we need to start thinking about other things that we want to talk about besides sports?
Oh, no. You know what you guys need to do? I know something that Danny's not doing enough of. And I just hope that you guys
exercise.
Wow, that's
no.
That felt like he had that one loaded.
Yeah, top
like,
five list.
Jeez.
Out of town baseball. Red Sox Guardians this weekend. That's two surging teams fighting to reach the top. Blue Jays Brewers is Alec Manoah in Milwaukee. Justin Verlander trying to shove it up the giggy of the Yankees tonight. Dodgers and Braves in Atlanta. Come on! There's some good stuff going on. And the more out-of-town baseball you watch, the more emboldened you get on your opinion of why the White Sox stink. Because fundamentally, from the inside out, from the top on down, that is a dysfunctional organization. And it manifests from time to time, and you're reminded why certain things look the way they do.
Yeah, you're going to have to try a different route for me. But.
I'm going to keep trying.
He wasn't writing down any of those games.
Nah, he really didn't. He didn't write down any of the games.
He knows I'll tell him again later.
I mean, did you guys? That sounds horrible. Let's watch four-hour games of one of 162 of teams we don't care about.
I enjoy,
to talk about.
Like,
with a broadcaster who probably talks like
no!
this.
Yeah, don't
keep it.
You don't get it. You don't have to watch the games. Watch Quick Pitch. It'll make you so happy.
Shout out to Sierra Santos.
Or just hang around on the in the film room page of MLB.com. Or listen to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. These things do make you sports happy. They really do.
Okay. Well. I enjoy West Coast baseball. Like as like the White Sox are done, I'm kind of piddling around the house, like start the dishwasher, that sort of thing. I'll watch a little West Coast baseball before I go to bed.
I got you. But I'm really, it's my favorite thing.
I liked going to that. Everything but the outcome. You know what a fabulous experience.
You know what, Dan? Right. As your partner, I messed up today. I didn't allow for you.
No,
I'm serious. I didn't allow for you. Dan came in with a lot of actual, like, baseball White Sox joy.
Oh, yeah, some glow.
And I said, I don't need that Dan today. Not today. So look, you had a wonderful time. You had the great seats last night.
Great company, fabulous weather, happened to run into people at the park that I like and didn't expect to see.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's the goods.
Or haven't seen in a while. And I had just a lot of people who came up and were offering well wishes on the new show.
Did you see Pollock to TA to Zavala live? Did you see that relay throw live?
Saw everything right there.
That was gorgeous.
He saw all of the Cedric Mullins stuff.
That was some of the best outfield defense I've seen in one game in a long time.
Hey, look, it's the Bernstein family.
Yep. That's nice.
That's good.
I guess I didn't put two and two together. When you ran into Steve Stone and he recommended lamb chops. Do you have a suite?
No, he was.
He must have gone up and said hello first.
He got to go eat where the fans people eat.
Oh,
good.
Our host for the evening is one of the limited partners and a dear, dear friend of
Father.
Mine for many years.
Yeah. Listen, I heard you mocking him for the relatability on Rome. Did you own property in Arizona? Like, you know, like every street in like multiple states. You know, none of us are relatable, is all I'm saying.
Danny, I'm a bootstrap guy, though. It's a little different.
I see what you're saying. Sure.
Parent of Chicago public school teachers.
A little different.
There you go. Okay, and I've been scrambling doing 9 different jobs since college, and I'm still doing 9 different jobs.
Damn right.
We all grind.
No, yes. But you're right.
And so you're saying, right. At this point, we're all...
No, you're 100.
We're all, however we got there.
Yes.
I move...
Ahoy, Palloy.
Ahoy, Palloy is right. But I enjoyed the fact that... Here was Dan, and like Dan like bounced in today. Like he had his little birthday thing going on.
Yeah, you weren't feeling it.
He was eating and I was not in the mood. Like, no, I didn't. Today was the one day where I was like, I don't want chipper Dan Bernstein. I want breathing fire Dan Bernstein after last night.
If I were home watching that game on TV, I probably would have been equally as miserable. I have a very difficult time being that unhappy at a baseball game.
That's the beauty of the game.
That's why you go.
That's right.
That's absolutely right.
That's why I stay away.
And especially if my kid's not pitching. That's the best part. Because then there's no anxiety whatsoever at all.
It's nice. Don't you think we've bonded with Dan nicely today? I also enjoy when his kid's not pitching.
It's the best.
Yeah.
You can go to a game and just not care.
Yeah. I go. I appreciate the games when your kid's not pitching.
Don't have to worry about a thing.
I like to watch him pitch, actually.
How's sports camp for Ruben going?
Oh, man, he's been thrilled. He's very happy. He wants to join a volleyball team of some kind. Do they have those for 10-year-old kids?
Sure, they do. They lower the net.
Speaking from experience, what happens with sports camp and sports friends is what's going to happen to you now is he's going to begin noticing shoes and clothing and equipment. And what used to be, these are cool shoes. I mean, like... Really? Can I? And you'll see him online, and like I'm already like Jason got some of his work money, and he went downtown. And like, where are you going? And he's like, well, I got to get on the L because I got a deal for some shoes. Like, you have a what for some what? He's like, well, my classmate works at Foot Locker, and he can get me the rate on these LaMelos, so I only have to pay $160 for the LaMelos. Like. You only have to pay $160 for them. You don't play basketball. What is wrong with you? So yeah, but when we do play basketball, it's like I'm sick of these dumb shoes. So
in my day, we tied a piece of canvas to our toes and we liked it.
Right. So you're gonna have him now noticing cool shoes.
I don't know. You know what he's really been enjoying is Pokemon cards, like trading Pokemon cards during the breaks at summer sports camp.
He's, I love executing sports card trades at camp over lunch, of course. So he's a businessman.
Yeah, I think he is a little bit.
He's my nephew. He's going to spot a deal, rip some kids off for some Pokemon cards. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's going to be, if he gets down that road when he goes to overnight camp, that's going to be the kid who's running the black market for candy.
And cigarettes.
Well, it didn't get to that. We did have a couple of kids who were making a ton of money.
And, I need a man who can get things. All of a sudden he's red.
Yes.
He's Giovanni Ribisi from boiler room.
Oh, man. It's like, you got Sour Patch Kids? Oh, I got Sour Patch Kids.
Like, I can get my hands.
Just got the good word.
I got a guy.
How about for a Playboy and some Sour Patch Kids?
it's a serious
give me a markup. Give me a couple days on that one.
Yeah, exactly. Let me call Dad.
I loved the emotions of so many of those kids in the NBA draft. I find it refreshing. I find it like just it invigorating to see like the relief of getting picked and the whole Jaden Ivey's mom, who we've known obviously for a long time.
No, that's Jabari Smith's mom. That's the one.
There were a few of those last night. Neil Ivey is as well.
No, but he thought. I'm just saying that
I had one in particular.
I had reactions. I was like, oh. And so did Twitter.
So she would have been your first pick, you know?
100%.
Lottery pick.
I would have gone Mark Jackson. I hit that on the hot spot. Dan, do you not know that story? Oh my God, Dan, how can you not know that story? All right, I don't know if we even have time to find the audio, but Mark Jackson said that about LeBron's wife.
Oh, geez.
On a broadcast.
He did?
Yes! Yes!
That's not okay.
No, it's not okay! So now it's like a running joke. It was like she's a Hall of Fame like pick, and I'd knock that out of the park. And I'm like, what?
Respectfully?
I think it was during the finals, too.
That's tough.
No.
That's tough.
Really? I can't believe you guys don't know that.
I didn't know it was during the finals. That's amazing.
He's talking about Savannah. He's like, oh, yeah. Respectfully, I knocked that out of the park.
Yeah.
Oh, like, wow. Super respect. See?
Yeah. No, that happened. Mark Jackson, who once made suggestive comments about wife of LeBron James, interviews for Lakers head coaching vacancy.
That's a tough look right there.
I'd hit that out of the park, no question, with all due respect.
So, with all due respect.
LeBron, before we begin my interview, I'd like to address this comment from the past.
Before we begin the interview, is Savannah going to be here today?
All the way back in 2018 for good old Mark Jackson.
Right.
Yeah, during Warriors, Warriors Cavs. How about that? Mm. Not that long ago.
Did I miss
ago.
Something? When did Tim Legler turn into Sammy the Bull Gravano?
Yeah, he's a made guy. Tim Legler has clearly turned into a made guy.
Look at him. Like, he's seen some stuff, man. I must have missed it. I know I don't watch that a lot, but I guess.
Lawrence, you're a Levitard Show fan. Whenever I hear Tim Legler, I just think about him on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Tim Legler does, like, crazy stuff.
He spends, like, five figures annually decorating his house for Halloween.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
That's like the Dunphys in Modern Family. That's like her thing. She was Claire was always big on Halloween decorations.
So maybe he's becoming a character for his house.
My brother-in-law is that he's got like he's got several different animatronic life-size figures that populate the yard.
I'm Abraham Lincoln.
He's got the creepy butler, you know. He's Jimmy. Got. Quite Jimmy.
Kevin Love the rebound. I'm shocked you downplayed Savannah. He said she was all city. James again from downtown. And I'd hit out the park, no question. With all due respect,
dude. How about Mike Green trying desperately to ignore where that conversation was going and call the game?
Well, it was during an NBA Finals.
Right. James, what's it up?
With all due respect.
Seems like a viable thing to pay attention to, the NBA Finals game in front of you.
I can't believe you guys didn't know that.
That's amazing.
Oh, we joke about that all the time.
Kevin Love the rebound. I'm shocked you downplayed Savannah. He said she was all city. James again from downtown. And I'd hit out the park. No question. With all due respect.
And by the way,
that's incredible.
But what was the stuff that just kind of re-aired?
That is amazing.
It came out again like over the past couple weeks that Mark Jackson was pushing with the Warriors just before he got fired. Was he pushing like prayer circles?
Yeah. I mean, it's not – It
didn't seem
Steph
nefarious.
Steph is pious and, you know, like...
It didn't seem nefarious. It just seemed inappropriate and would rub some people the wrong way.
And it has. And I think that it's one of the reasons why...
He doesn't have a job again.
He's not going to be allowed to be a head coach.
Because...
But again, with all due respect, that's going to be the last time I talk about it.
With all due respect.
He actually had a little bit more respect in that quote than Mark Jackson had in his.
That guy.
And neither of them meant any respect. But Mark Jackson meant none.
He's triggering. He's triggering Matt Nagy. Just the whole thing.
Dexter says, I'd knock it out of the park. Bang!
Mike Green.
From Wayne on Town.
Somebody had a tweet. That's an excellent text.
That's well done, Dexter.
Yeah, that is so good.
Yeah, I got to find the tweet. Someone did just this beautiful piece of art that was just, it was a Mark Jackson line, it was a Jeff Van Gundy line, and then it was just like a Mike Breen play-by-play call, and the three things were completely disconnected from each other.
Of course. Like,
none had anything to do
all
with
three of
anything
them finishing
else.
Their own. Yes. Paragraphs one after another.
Different monologues to a different audience.
Mark Jackson was complimenting a coach. Jeff Van Gundy was crushing a referee. and Mike Breen was screaming bang.
Yeah. Well, they put it in.
And candlesticks make a nice gift.
Yes. I like that crew, though. I think they're fun.
I do, too.
Yeah, because they kind of do a talk show together while they're doing a game. They make fun of each other.
You know, and like this, maybe the shows.
There's bad NBA analysts.
Yeah, big games, they're good when they have to concentrate more on the game.
A couple of them last night.
You really did. Do Kendrick Perkins? Come on.
I actually.
Some of those comps were absolute trash.
I like Kendrick Perkins as an analyst. He was not supposed to be there.
That was not the right role for him.
And this has become an issue for ESPN overall.
As they fit the wrong personalities into the wrong place.
It's like you have guys that are really good at some things, and you act like they have to be really good at all of them.
You know, that pretty woman, and you wonder why she's single. And she's single because everybody has found out that she loves cigarettes, okay? Newport shorts. And that's
not Newport shorts. Wow. So, seeing him on the draft coverage last night, I was like, this is not a way. You want to use him inside of the season, him reacting to things that are going on social media. That's where he's really strong.
Yeah, he was out of place last night, and it was a bad role for him. Meanwhile, I thought Malika Andrews was phenomenal.
It's so amazing.
She's
like,
crazy smooth. Really smooth. Smart, mature beyond her years in the business. She's crazy good.
She was in here. Like, I got a chance to interview her when she was working for the Trib, and then we ran into each other at Wrigley covering the Cubs. And you just, every now and again, you run across someone, you're like, oh, you're not going to be here long.
she's incredible.
Because someone's going to come and get you.
Yeah.
And look at what they've done, and look at what she's become. Like, her being the first woman to ever do, like, NBA draft coverage, like, to lead it, that's incredible.
Super sharp.
And she's...
How old is she?
I think she's 26.
Yeah, it's bananas.
Same thing with Emily Kaplan. Like, Emily Kaplan, I think, is 26 or 27, and now she is, like, the leading reporter in America on the NHL.
Malika's 27, man.
Yeah. And I was working...
I mean, I'm happy for her, but it's kind of
infuriating. No, you're not.
she's incredibly good. She's unbelievably good.
I was working with Emily Kaplan over at Stadium, right? Like, when she first started out at Stadium. And Peter King... had tweeted her birthday. It was like, happy 21st birthday to Emily Kaplan. She had been working in the industry for like 3 years. And you're like, she's like, man, Peter King out here blowing up my spot. And I was like, you're how old and how good are you?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Like, you should be able to write like that at 20. Are you out of your mind?
Did you see that Lenine Sosa is the first White Sox player
born in the year 2000?
Born in this century.
Mm-hmm. In the year 2000.
Big swings. That guy took some hacks.
He didn't get cheated.
For the first AB, but that 9-pitch walk.
It's nice.
How long do you guys want to talk about it? How long you got on the 9-pitch walk?
We don't have long.
Okay.
But you guys have 4 hours, so you guys can do all. Look at Danny. Danny doesn't want to
leave. Please don't leave.
You can talk about the Blackhawks' new coach. and you can talk about national baseball games.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, in the morning, give yourself 10 minutes just watching a few different highlight packages. Watch a full condensed game of a good matchup.
No, I watch Quick Pitch every morning.
I know. There you go. Either one can take care of you. That's all you need to do. Increase sports joy.
Danny. Dude, I'll get there.
No, you won't. No, don't even lie to him, boy, Danny.
In the World Series, maybe.
No, you won't, because it'll be football. You know, it's starting later.
I know, that's
first
the problem.
The first game of the World Series is up against Sunday Night Football.
If I don't have Danny right now,
I won't be there.
And I believe the Sunday Night Football game that it's up against is Packers-Bills.
Oh,
good luck, baseball. You're going to get like 4 million viewers.
You are inching like much closer to frequent fishing trips and listening to Rush.
The McNeilization of Danny Parkin.
Bad local baseball, it hurts me, man.
As soon as the voice gets a little more hoarse, you know?
Well, get the smokes going.
I'm not quite
Danny, do you keep a pee bucket in the back of your car?
Do you have a belt with multiple kinds of mustard on it by chance?
One can always dream, okay? It's something to shoot for. We have Gennaro Pargo on the show in 20 minutes.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
We have Liam Hendricks on the show in an hour, and Steve Albini is going to be in studio today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Steve Albini in studio at 4:40 today. He just won his second World Series of Poker bracelet.
Amazing.
I want to know if he's updated his rule about the earworm cleanser.
Oh, I will ask.
Is it still he's the one that
he's
gave
the guy.
It's Private Dancer by Tina Turner.
Tina Turner's Private Dancer, strong enough to replace anything that's there, weak enough to fade away on its own.
Okay.
You got a song and you can't get out of your head, go to Tina Turner's Private Dancer.
So that's the show, boys.
Have a great weekend.
You as well. Happy birthday. Tanny's Open kicks us off. Our thoughts on what the Bulls ultimately did after all the rumor mongering that we spread. It's Parkinson and Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.